From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 7 years after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, U.S. troops end their combat duties. Officials are marking the occasion in Baghdad today as the remaining American forces move to a support role. U.S. Major General Stephen Lanza is in Baghdad and says Iraqi troops have shown they are ready to maintain security as they did during elections and major religious holidays.
We've seen what they're capable of doing. The key right now is to sustain that band of excellence and continue it over time.
But no government has been seated since this year's Iraqi elections, and Lanza says a functioning government is a key to stopping a rise in violence. President Obama is to deliver a speech from the Oval Office tomorrow saying the U.S. role in Iraq is changing for good. As the president pivots from Iraq, NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the Middle East peace process will dominate his agenda later this week.
On Wednesday, Mr. Obama welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Washington for separate talks about how to find a way forward in navigating the long-stalled Middle East peace process. The individual talks will be followed by a joint dinner. The two leaders will then hold direct talks the following day, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton playing host. The emphasis on Iraq, together with the Middle East peace talks, represent Mr. Obama's most concentrated public effort on foreign policy issues in weeks. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
There's a hurricane warning in place for the U.S. Virgin Islands and other Caribbean islands, and a hurricane watch is in place for Puerto Rico. Forecaster John Cangelosi says with top sustained winds of 110 miles per hour, Earl should be taken seriously.
It's a Category 2 storm, so it's certainly a dangerous storm. And for the portions of the Caribbean, we're expecting it to strengthen some more.
Forecasters say Earl will move into the Atlantic and head for the U.S. mid-Atlantic coast, where it could hit by midweek. The first of 1,200 National Guard troops being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border are taking up positions in Arizona. Troops will also be in California, Texas, and New Mexico. NPR's Ted Robbins says they'll be helping border control agents.
The troops will be armed, but they have orders to fire only in self-defense. The first 30 or so soldiers will be placed on the border in Arizona. More will deploy every week until the end of September, when all 532 allotted to that state are expected to be in place. The Obama administration was compelled to send the troops after a rancher was killed in southern Arizona earlier this year, and Arizona passed a controversial anti-immigration law. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Americans are spending more. The Commerce Department says consumer spending is up slightly for July after a flat June, and it's the strongest pace of improvement in 4 months. A small gain in income supports people's willingness to spend. This is NPR News. The South African government and the Labor Federation are taking a more conciliatory stance as a strike by public employees in South Africa enters a third week. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg that President Jacob Zuma is calling on his ministers to resume negotiations.
Zuma ordered his ministers back to the bargaining table as the Labor Federation threatened to expand the strike to the manufacturing sector. The strike has disrupted public health care. The South African military is helping to staff state hospitals across the country. Many public schools also have been closed by the strike. The powerful Labor Federation welcomed the president's decision and called for a settlement as quickly as possible. Economists warn if the walkout expands to manufacturing, Africa's largest economy will suffer. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Former baseball pitching star Roger Clemens is to be arraigned today on charges of lying to Congress and obstructing an investigation. Clemens's former trainer, Brian McNamee, told Congress back in 2008 that he did give Clemens steroids.
I told the truth about steroids and human growth hormone.
McNamee says he injected Clemens with growth hormone at Clemens's direction. Clemens, who is a seven-time Cy Young Award winner, told Congress under oath that he did not use steroids. He's expected to plead not guilty to the charges in the six-count indictment. Cable dramas win big again at the Emmys this year. Mad Men takes the prize for Best Drama for the third year in a row. Bryan Cranston takes home his third Best Actor award for his role in AMC's Breaking Bad. And Kira Sedgwick is the winner for Best Actress in a Drama for her role in TNT's The Closer. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.